Check.
This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are coming to you from Three Tomatoes and a Mozzarella.
Check 1, 2.
Of course,
check.
Why is it called Three Tomatoes and a Mozzarella?
Because that's all you get, you fat bastard.
That, of course, random people just coming to feed the fat guy like he's a fucking animal in the zoo.
Yeah, here, I'll eat this. Someone just handed him a
so
pizza.
For the first time in a long time, Glenn is on the show.
Oh, who's that? Oh, hey, Glenn.
Remember me?
Hey, Glenn. How you been, man?
Glenn, the last time you were on the show, Stephanie Calvert was our guest.
Yeah, last time you were on the show, your hair was brown.
Now it's gray.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
That's because he manages you.
Oh, that's what it is.
I had to take a break.
And you had to do 100 of our DVDs.
That's right. That's a lot of DVDs to do.
He couldn't just duplicate them. He had to watch them 100 times.
Did he really?
In real time.
I believe it. Yeah. That's a lot of comedy to take in.
That's why you haven't seen me, because I've been watching you guys every day while doing that.
Actually, he's like, oh, here's the part without Mike without a shirt.
I know. Oh, finally.
Then he came up with this idea that was like, why didn't you film that part in 3D?
Seriously.
I think it would have been better if we could have done it in Smell-O-Vision.
Smell-O-Vision.
And for those of you that don't know why I'm saying that, buy the DVD at
DarthVader.com. It's $10, $13 total with shipping and handling.
It's a good deal.
All proceeds go to the Help Crazy Jay and Mad Mike Make a Lot of Money.
And if you buy the copy from the website, I will lick your DVD. I'll lick it.
Do they get a Polaroid of you licking it? So
yes.
Proof?
We will take a. You order it, and if you specifically ask for the Polaroid of Mike licking your DVD, you will get it.
That could go up in value.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it for free. You just have to mention it. It means you had to listen to this show. You know? That's pretty good.
Yeah. On the Rotten Comedy Show, yeah. I heard Mike say he would lick my DVD.
Yes. Say, I heard he would say he'd lick my DVD, and I will take a picture.
So tonight, Martin Andrew's going to be here, and you and him are going to do this debut of Forever Young.
Forever Young.
He will dress you like a young Rod Stewart.
Now, I'm kind of nervous because, you know, I've been doing Rod Stewart for a long time, and this is going to be his first time.
Well, you know, hopefully he can, you know, hopefully he can own up to it.
I hope so, because, you know, I mean, I guess if he starts to lose it, I'll pick him back up, you know. I'll carry the song for a little while until he catches up to me.
Did you tell him to leave the old man cane at home?
I hope he did, actually. I hope he did.
Our friend Paul Sparaz is supposed to be stopping by
To do a little singing?
To do some live looping. And
why do we always get all these tone-deaf people? When can we get a real singer?
Well, if Bonnie would answer her phone, she might be here.
She's Louise. Yeah, where the heck is she?
Yeah.
I just sent her a text. Hopefully she'll answer me.
Was it, are you naked?
It was like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni
That's
and cheese.
The only way I can get her to respond to my text.
Are you wearing noodle soup?
Noodle soup.
For me, she wears matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball.
Nice, nice.
What a... Oh my gosh.
What is this?
Yeah, thank you.
You are the man in the middle. Okay, I will. No, okay, I won't. No, I will. What is it? I can't even grab
You're
it.
You're all stuck in your braces, man.
I know, yeah. I'm going to lick it until it dissolves.
Andrew, the manager here of the fine establishment.
This is really good. So I'm from the
passing out free food. It could have drugs in it.
It could be. I'm hoping so.
It could have hallucinants in it.
Because that white powder is on the cannoli.
That might make the show that much better.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
That's why everybody loves these cannolis so much. Yeah. See that white powder on it?
Yeah. It's a disguise. It's a hallucinant.
I like to lick my cannoli. I'm a cannoli licker.
We're going to be... We got some prizes to give away to some people that are going to come up and do some fantastic karaoke.
And I will lick your prizes.
is that what Italians call their...
Ava Devine's not going to be here. There will be no licking of prizes
tonight. No licking of prizes tonight. I feel bad. Oh, Martin Andrew, you're safe. Come on down.
Literally.
Literally. So we got some prizes. What are we giving out?
We got some celebrity appearances too. Larry G. Jones.
I love that guy.
Anthony Cools is going to be stopping by. Michael Johns.
Anthony Cools coming down. Michael Johns coming down. This is good. We got a good star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
Because I'm here.
Next time we do this, hopefully we'll be live on Sirius.
That would be
Glenn.
That'd be nice.
I just go, Glenn, and then give him that look.
I think that's a hint, huh?
Yeah.
Glenn.
You asked me for that demo, and I keep looking for it, but I honestly think you took it from me, didn't
no.
you?
No.
I can't find it.
No. I left that one for you because I had one in the house.
Give me a demo,
so you have
guys,
one.
Ready, and I'll send it over to Sirius.
He lost it.
I didn't lose it.
Well,
he misplaced it.
No, you misplaced it.
I did not. Batteries?
While you guys are arguing, I got
Can
a response here from Bonnie.
They're not
See,
mine.
Bonnie
oh, they're part of the prizes.
Yeah.
We're giving out some batteries for prizes.
Yeah, the dead batteries we're giving away.
Yeah. Ladies looking for a little kick tonight. We're giving out batteries.
Doug. We have to get Doug on.
Yeah. Come here, Doug.
Doug was supposed to be on when we interviewed Dave, but he was too busy
having
a
baby
shower.
How did that go?
It up, huh?
Yeah. Is the baby clean?
Very clean.
Has it come out?
He is not yet.
He's
going to be there in about a week or two.
It's a man? How did you know? Did you take a sneak
it's
peek up the vagina?
You should see this kid's nuts. You'd believe, dude. You'd believe it was a full-on, full-grown
well,
man, dude.
You, he has balls.
He's got my balls, dude. I didn't get it. He made up for it, though, dude.
You
see those sonograms? I swear to God, it's like the only thing that sticks out of these two huge balls and this one
When he comes
huge
out, will
peg.
He do be a bitch in training?
I guess so.
Well, Doug, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Yes.
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah. We'll talk to you
I could
more.
Tell. All
we'll
right.
talk to you as,
I'll be
as the
here,
night
dude.
Progresses and you get more Jaeger in you.
We'll keep talking to you.
We'll get a Jaeger update.
I'm funnier the more Jaeger
we'll
I have.
We'll go, Jaeger update! Da-da-da-da!
When you hear that, come running.
Yeah. Starring Doug Masters. I just made up a last name for you.
Doug Masters.
Yeah, something like that. Iron Eagle, yes, I think so.
So you see, now we know who Bonnie really loves. She responded to me. She says, thanks for the invite, but it's our only night off. Been burning the candle at both ends. I wonder what that means. Is that code?
I don't know.
Just home unwinding.
That's
you guys have a great
with
time.
One guy.
Congrats on the all the hits, all the downloads.
Thanks, no, Bonnie. No thanks to you, but thank you.
Yeah.
We have a keyboard for you now, thanks to a very special guest.
Yeah, check this out. I get a keyboard sent to me in the mail yesterday and a comment on the website talking about this guy who's a new listener, and he's catching up with some past shows, and he heard on one of the shows where we were interviewing Sharon Paquette where she said, man, I really wish I would have brought my keyboard so I could have sang for you, but it's such a hassle to bring it up 44 flights of stairs. So he said he had an extra one. And he emailed it to us.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to lick your
like
keyboard.
That, just
like
gave
that.
You guys
we,
a keyboard?
We have a keyboard.
Now that's a dedicated listener.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to lick your keyboard just for you. Thank you. That's going to be my thank you.
What is it with you and the licking?
What are you talking about?
He's got an oral fixation.
He must. So let's talk about this pickle bet you're trying to get out of.
Oh, yeah, man. So basically the Saints won. Son of a B.
Say it again slower.
The Saints won. Son of a B.
Nice.
Okay. And so I basically lost horrendously. So basically the thing was I have to eat a jar of pickles. Problem is yesterday I have braces, for those who didn't know, and I just had them tightened.
And if you want to see Mike with his braces, order our DVD.
That's right.
How do they do that, Mike?
They do that by going to the store. Right?
RockinComedyShow.com.
Oh, they go to RockinComedyShow.com. And you can also find it on our Facebook, facebook.com. And you can find it at Walmart, at walmart.com.
No, you can't find it at Walmart.
You can find everything at Walmart.
No. Maybe if we see
it. Not this, that's how exclusive it is.
Yeah. You can find it on
anyway,
eatmypickle.com.
So you're trying to welch. You're trying to welch out of your bet, your own bet.
It was my own bet. I'm still going to eat them. We're just probably going to have to wait till the next listener party.
You see what happened? You guys didn't agree on the size of the jar, and I think he got here and got intimidated
maybe,
by the jar.
Maybe we should do double or nothing.
He's got it down a 62-ounce jar of dill pickles.
Dude, that's nothing. Let me tell you a story about pickles. Back when I was in Nam, okay, we used to have this industrial 55-gallon drum of pickles. And this is the thing. Charlie shows up, right? Where do you hide? In the pickle drum. right? And not only that, listen to the thing, though. They put a weight on top of the pickle drum, so I had to eat my way out through the side of the drum. And I had to eat out all the pickles. So, 62 ounces, that's nothing.
I guess you figured that the pickle drum was going to be safe since the Vietnamese don't eat pickles.
They
right?
don't, right, yeah. If it was like pickled cat, maybe? But it wasn't. It was a pickled pickle. Wait, can you say that?
Pickle.
Is that even correct?
Pickles are already pickled.
Yeah, so do you pickle a pickle or what?
No. Pickles are pickled cucumbers.
How do you grow pickles?
You take a cucumber and you pickle it.
No, but I'm talking about pickles, not cucumbers.
Pickles are cucumbers.
Yeah, but not all cucumbers are pickles, right?
That's right.
But all pickles are cucumbers?
Yes.
What about sweet pickles?
Yes,
that's right. They were still they're pickled cucumbers that I guess they did something else to, but you got me there.
They pick them early, so they're just a little sweeter.
What about dill pickles are picked later?
Yes.
Who picks the pickles?
Pickle pickers.
Is it Peter Piper?
Peter Piper and the pickle pickers.
Yeah.
How many pickles can Peter Piper pick? in a day.
12.
12. Wow, that's a long day.
So also, we got tickets we're going to give away. We got some George Wallace tickets. George Wallace will also be on the show tonight.
We
interviewed him last night at the Flamingo. Badass, that guy. That guy is badass.
Great, great guy.
So we got some George Wallace tickets that somebody's going to win. Casa Di Amore, awesome Italian place, gave us a $50 gift certificate to give away. So
the place is
pretty
fantastic.
Pretty much a dinner for two. We got some tickets for Showbus of the Stars coming out, so we got all that. And Michael Johns is going to be giving some tickets away. I believe Anthony Gould is going to be kicking some down. Glenn's going to be giving away some dirty underwear.
What? I need all my dirty underwear.
That is awesome. Yeah. Did you hear about your dad's hat?
Yeah.
He had
I found
it made.
Out about it today.
He had it made.
Yeah, just
he
like
made
our shirts.
It. He designed it.
Yeah.
Your dad's a designer. Your dad's like the next Ed Hardy. You didn't even know that.
He's the next
You're like
top
the next
model.
Christian Audigé. You didn't even know that.
You know what? You couldn't find it in Port St. Lucie. We drove right next door and got it there.
Yeah, she had to go for a Point St. Lucie shirt. She had to go to the next town to find something that had anything to do with Port St. Lucie.
That's how ass backwards that
That's
town is.
That's how ass backwards that town is. Unreal.
But we love Port St. Lucie.
We do.
We're going to take a break and we come back. We'll have some more action here at Three Tomatoes and Mozzarella.
That's right.
And, enjoy, guys.
Buy the DVD.
Buy the DVD.
Bastards.
FoxComedyShow.com.
Around. is Dick Price. I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time.
Woo!
Sounds like these guys need a couple shots of Jaeger.
Yeah, we got to get something going on. Come on, guys, make some noise. Woo! All right. If that doesn't get you excited, maybe Mad Mike is Rod Stewart might.
Check.
All right, guys, how you doing? Welcome to the Free Tomato and a Mozzarella.
Check.
Thank you. How do I sound? Please hold all of your applause until the end.
Hi, everybody. And hello to everybody who's not here yet and is on the way.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's going to be a long night.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show's listener party. For those of you who don't know, last month we did a record 110,000 downloads. So thank you for those of you that listen. And
I can work with that.
Thank you for the delayed applause.
Yeah.
Thank you. For a couple of months now, this gentleman right here, his name is Martin Andrew. He has come
Hello.
On our show.
Hi.
And we've had a lot of fun with him.
You.
For those of you that don't know, he actually participates
Dirty.
In a show called Rockstar, the Tribute at the Harmon Theater, located next to Planet Hollywood. And if you can't guess, he does perform as Rod Stewart. Make some noise! He came all the way out here to see you people.
There you go.
All right, that's better. But for a very rare treat.
And tonight I'll be performing as Martin Andrew, who is performing as Rod Stewart.
There you go.
And I'll be performing as Mike performing as Rod Stewart, as Martin Andrew performing as...
Anyway, so we're going to get things started with our first karaoke song. It is Mad Mike and Martin Andrew doing Forever Young by Rod Stewart.
It's Rod Stewart and Rod Stewart.
I'll get this one. See, Mike is going to be the stunt Rod Stewart in the show, so he's got to get used to this.
Stunt Rod. Test. Check. Yeah.
Stunt. What?
Testies.
In the style of and everything.
In the key of E.
In
I don't
the key
know
of
that
E.
Means.
All right, you got to get the moves. All right, get the moves. Then. Bit of footwork, Mike. Come on. I'll do this bit. You ready? Get a style.
This one? You got it.
May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam.
Woo! And may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home.
Shake your ass.
Woo!
May you grow to be proud, dignified and true.
Yeah. And fucking do what you want us. Oh, is that how it goes?
Attention to you.
Be courageous. And be brave.
And in my heart, you'll always stay
Forever young. May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong.
How is he doing? Is it?
The stairway to heaven with a prince or a bag of bones.
Woo!
And may you never love in vain.
And in my heart you will remain
Forever young. Together, you ready? Dancing, gotta get through
this.
Young.
Mike as Rod Stewart. Breakdance. Woo! Work it, Mike. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Oh, that was amazing. Give him a round of applause for that. Woo! Brilliant. Not serious again.
When you finally fly away, I'll be home and I'll serve you well.
Like some lemonade or something.
For all the wisdom of a lifetime, no one can ever tell.
But whoever's balls you chew,
I'm right behind them, win or lose.
Forever young. Forever young.
Woo! Take your pants off.
Forever young. Psycho Bell, Matt Mike, yes.
I'm Andrew. Yeah, I sound more like Rod Stewart, though.
Hey, that was brilliant. You look more like Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Crazy Jay, get your ass up here.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. A family drove their elderly neighbor to the doctor. Someone took 2 hours of their morning to help someone else find affordable childcare near work. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better note-taking skills and study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. All this happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, right down the street. People are living united. We're not just wearing the shirt. We're living it. We're realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. So do something. Any little something, as long as it's something. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only 2 instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. For more information on hands-only CPR and to make your own hand symphony track, visit handsonlycpr.org today. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Rockin' comedy show? Am I on the Rockin' Comedy Show?
That is correct.
Yeah, well, okay, man. I was wondering where the hell I was, you know.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'm listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to be on the Rockin' Comedy Show, so you better be listening. I love you all!
Your lips in general.
Agnes.
Be there.
Welcome to the entertainment portion of our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Before we continue, this is the first official Rockin' Comedy Show product. It's our first DVD.
Woo!
Back in November, Mad Mike and myself was asked to be a part of Dino Mike's music video. We agreed to do this project before
we saw the
script.
Excellent.
So we apologize in advance. But the song is actually really funny. The video is on here. Also, the behind-the-scenes making of the DVD. It's really funny. We are selling it. We have to pay rent, so buy a couple copies.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is rent up there on the 44th floor?
$4,000 a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Exactly $10.
Yeah.
It was just surprisingly how much the DVD cost. Weird.
Right.
How that works out.
Yeah. Well, we timed it that way.
Yeah.
Another guest that has made a few appearances on the Rock and Comedy shows. This man right here, Mr. Paul Sperazza.
Woo!
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
This guy is amazing. Now, before we let him sing, he's got to demo a little stuff that he does on the show.
All right. What?
Here we are on the rock, I'm on the rocking comedy show right here.
Woo! Give it up for Paul! Yeah, alright.
Crazy fool.
Right now though, he's really gonna stand you with something you'll never forget.
Oh, this one's way better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something fun. I don't ever get to sing any fun ballads, and this one's actually a duet that I'll be doing by myself. That's right. Don't try this at home. Don't hurt yourself. I'll wear the extra tight underwear tonight. That's right, girls. This is for you, baby. You know what we're talking about. Unforgettable. That's what you are. Like a summer that clings to me,
like a summer that sings to me.
That's right, darling. It's incredible.
That's the wonder of the universe. You said I'm unforgettable.
Solo, and she was everything I dreamed of. She
Check, check. Am I on?
You're on. So we are here at Three Tomato Mozzarella. It's our rock and comedy show listener party.
And it's out of control
right
now.
It is out of control. We're having some fun. Paul Spirazza was here to do the human beatbox,
good.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty good, right?
He's awesome. He did
I'll tell you what, those Rod Stewart impersonators were awesome.
Dude, that was fun. Did you like that?
That was a blast, dude.
I you know, it's awesome that Martin came here right from the Rockstar show and freaking did that. So
just did it, man.
Pretty awesome. We've got our second rock band going up right now. It's
you can hear him.
Randy on drums, Krista on guitar, Slug over there on bass, and our good man Dave on the vocals.
Oh, there you go. They're doing a little Stone Temple Pilots.
You know, our listener parties are catching on. So, you know, you
got some DVDs to sell out.
We do. And guys, you can buy them online too, so don't worry about it. There's plenty. We'll make more.
We'll do what has to be done.
So you are you going up in a rock band? And I guess I'm playing guitar.
Yeah, I got some rock band stuff in there.
Nice.
I got some stuff coming up. I got some things I'm working on. I got a little package in the process.
Nice.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Ow! So you guys can hear them.
It's like being at a Stone Temple Pilots concert.
Yeah, it's like a concert we got. Yeah. We have front row tickets.
We've got the lights happening and the fog, you know. But from where I'm sitting, it looks like Randy has just farted.
And if anything goes wrong, we have a medic.
Right.
To help us.
We'll actually put him on mic for a second. This is my brother Stuart. We've talked about him recently on
Hello.
The show.
How
last,
are you?
The last time
I'm doing well, but I can't really hear you guys.
The last time that you were here, you were told that you were out of control by a young female.
Yeah, you were recently drunk.
Yeah, that kind of happens when I drink alcohol. Some other things like making babies and unprotected sex and...
That all falls in the line of alcohol.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Wearing wigs, dressing up like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. But getting denied the jar of dill pickles is actually a good thing for you, right?
It is a good thing for me. Got my braces tightened, so...
It's not done. We'll do it the next one.
I will.
Oh, I'm there, dude. I'm opening the jar for you.
Oh, God, that sounds good. I like it. The official pickle holder.
I am the official pickle holder.
My brother is a new rock band player, so you're going to go up with me tonight, right?
Rock band? Sure, why not? Fuck it. I mean, I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know how everybody else is going to like it, but I like it.
Well,
I love
think
it.
I'm fucking rock star.
Rock star like. Yeah.
We'll see how you do. What are you doing over there?
I'm not a big rock star fan, though. I'm not a big rock star fan.
No, I just want you guys a little
rock
bit
band.
Closer.
Rock band?
Yeah.
Because if I decide to lick somebody's face, I need you closer to me.
That's understandable.
Oh. Nice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, batteries died. Oh, buzzkill.
Man's playing the drums without his shoes. He's a fucking rock star.
Oh, you're right.
Always
yeah,
does.
Yeah, and it starts up again.
That's
he's like, fuck
up
shoes.
Right where they left off. Yeah, Randy does that every time he's here.
Here he comes. That's gross.
Here he comes. So we have
Paul. Why are you watching, you dirty fucker?
Hey, you're watching too.
So we're going to be giving some... tickets away. We've got Rockstar tickets to give away, George Wallace tickets to give away, Anthony Cool tickets to be given away.
Yes.
Dinner ticket, dinner certificates at Casa Di Amore. So it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Mike, you have to be really good at reading lips because he's talking, and I'm looking at him, and I can't even tell what the fuck he's saying.
You,
like, on cue, you're sitting here like, yes.
Yeah, but you don't understand. He doesn't listen to me anytime.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're just saying, wah, 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 wah.
And I'm just like, whatever,
you're like,
fucker.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
So for those of you that did not attend this event,
you suck for
you
not being
out.
Here.
You're going to have to come to the next one. The next one, we party on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go to the Rockstar show afterwards.
Which so. I'll be naked at, by the way.
Woo!
No.
Oh.
I'll have fur on. Just
man
rocking
fur.
Out
you,
with
you,
my...
You could actually get arrested. I would
on a bus?
Yeah.
I'm sure I probably could, but will I? You
yeah.
got to catch
well,
me first.
No, this is the thing, though. Then you can just take the bus to jail.
That's not exciting, especially if I'm already naked.
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you, that's a bad situation.
Yeah, when you go to jail, you don't want to be naked. You want to leave them with the surprise.
Like, put multiple clothes on,
maybe.
Yeah,
belt.
You want to play games where you have to slowly take items off.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give them all the package all at once.
Double strip poker.
All right, we got more from this madness coming up.
I had trouble with Angel trying to finish high school. He's always struggled through even elementary. It would be frustrating because sometimes I would talk to him and he wouldn't even turn around and look at me. I would ask him, so you're going to school today, right? He would say, yeah. And then later during the day, I would get a phone call saying he wasn't in class. He dropped off for a whole month. There's a time that I just gave up. I just decided, you know what, I don't know what to do with you. I mean, I pretty much have done everything to try to get you back to school. You know, you feel that maybe you're not a good parent or maybe you don't know how to fix the problem. I really didn't have many people to look to but myself. Now I think that it's gotten a lot better. Now I at least have hope that he'll finish high school. I can't give up. He's still my son, you know? I can't give up.
Give your teen the boost they need to graduate. Call 1-877-4A-KID or join us at boostup.org for tips and advice. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
It's the Rotten Comedy Show. This is what it'd sound like if we were live.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. I can barely hear you, Mike.
How do I sound?
There you go.
Gotcha. Oh, there I am. Hello, everybody.
Again, this is what it would sound like if we were live.
This is what it would sound like if everybody was giving everybody else a hand job.
Yeah. That'd be like awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be excellent, man. I can't wait.
So we're here with Matt from Cybernetic Core.
This is Matt Levin, also known as the Rabbi.
The Rabbi. I know who that is.
It's who Mad Mike introduced to everybody as the Insane Rabbi, technically.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So how are you guys doing tonight?
We're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing fucking amazing. This entire listener party is awesome. I want to thank you guys for the invite to come out.
Absolutely.
Everything's been a blast, man. $5 pizzas. What is it like? Discounted drink? $10, something like that?
Yeah, it's buy one drink, get another one for a dollar. You got the DVD for sale.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was hoping to pick up a couple. I want one for myself. I'm going to hand a few out to some of my family members. I mean, the show, as you know, I listen to it often, and I even enjoy when you guys prank call me, you
How
know?
Are you, Rabbit?
This kid over here.
Yeah. You like that?
It was fantastic, man. I mean, I showed everybody in the show. Because we do the once a week, we listen in to your guys' show. And when it got to that part, you know, sometimes people veer off or they'll go play a game while they're kind of listening to the background or whatever. But I made I turned every computer off, every console off, and I had probably about 20 different people listening to that prank call moment. They were just dying. Like, it was unbelievably funny.
What would you say to the people that didn't come out to the listener party?
Oh, man, you're missing just a fabulous, I can't even explain it. Like, we got disco lights, rock band, karaoke, well-priced drinks, well-priced food, good people. I mean, come over, say hi to me, say hi to Jay, Mike. We got, what, like 20, 30 people here, something like that, are just having a good time. You know, it's a very open crowd. And, you know, coming from a nerd's perspective, I don't exactly have the best social skills, but,
from a nerd,
you know, people are nice, people are friendly over here, so I'm really enjoying myself.
Liquor makes you slicker.
And the crowd is growing slowly.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said the crowd is growing slowly, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
You know,
one by one.
For a Thursday night. For a Thursday night, it's
For a Thursday night after 9 p.m., you know, everybody else is in bed, I would assume. But
yeah.
The late night crowd's definitely making a strong showing. I mean, the outside is almost full. There's maybe one table left.
What did you think of the performance of Mad Mike and Martin Andrews?
Mad Mike? And it was Martin, right? That was his name?
Yeah.
I actually could not stop laughing. I actually turned to you, Jay, as you, I hope, remember. I asked, is this on camera? Because really, if you were to be able to add this last minute to the DVD, you'd sell millions. It was amazing.
Well, what you don't know is that we do have an audio recording of it.
It's time
Excellent.
For me to sing.
It's time for you to sing.
Nice. I gotta go.
Uh-oh.
Mike is Mike's being called. So you have to move closer now and step in as my co-host.
I've been awaiting this forever.
Right.
I might actually be going up though here.
Give it up for Gremlin! Up next, it is one of the personalities from the Rockin' Comedy Show. It is Mad Mike.
Hello, testies.
All right, now, after Mad Mike, we got back in now.
Hello, Juno. Awesome stuff. Hello, everybody. Woo! Hey. Your lipstick stain
Having a little fun.
I thought it was toe tapping fun.
Oh, oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
All right, so overall, though, this listener party, absolutely amazing. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, we're having fun. For those of you that missed it, come out to the next one. Really.
When is the next one, by the way, Jay?
Sometime in March. We don't have an exact date because it's based on weather.
Okay.
It has to be warm because we're going to be doing the party on the bus.
Gotcha.
And the bus on the roof is open, so it's a party bus. And again, Martin and Mike will be performing the Forever Young song on that bus. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, I do my best not to miss any events. I've been to two of these karaoke parties with you guys, and just both times, it just loads of fun.
I would appreciate it, though, next time that you actually wear pants.
I'm sorry?
I said I would appreciate it next time if you actually wore pants.
Do I have to? I mean, you just said you got to wait for the weather to be nice and warm. I mean, I figured...
Well, that's March.
Huh?
That's in March.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I like it when it's a little nipply out. I like to kind of show...
I don't mind when you don't have pants on, when it's just you and I.
Gotcha.
In a close environment.
But I can't do it in public.
Not in public, yeah.
Since when?
Well, it's kind of sad.
Are you saying I'm small?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, okay, sweetheart.
It's just weird. We got Paul Spraza.
We got Paul Spraza coming over here.
We got Paul Spraza coming to the mic. Doing a great performance tonight of Unforgettable by...
Bad Monkey Sexy Beast!
Paul Spraza with one of the most amazing falsettos I think I've ever seen. He actually did a complete duet by himself.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you missed one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
he's being attacked by a cougar.
Wait till I do my show.
So
Box Audio, though, why, right, Paul? Talk to me about that.
Box Audio and Red Bulls.
And Red Bulls. And vodka.
Well, Vox Audio is a show. You can go to voxaudiogroup.com. And, you know, I'm in a group. And I've been on Jay's show plenty of times exploring the boundaries of the human voice.
You really did explore the boundaries last
time. So get out there and, you know.
What other boundaries of the human body parts have you been exploring, sir?
You know. It won't translate that well on radio.
Darn it. And we do have a guy taking his shirt off behind us.
Yeah, that'd be...
Excellent, sir. Let me get a feel.
That's right. Bring that hairy chest back in style. Bring that hairy chest back in style. That's great. Yeah, that's right. That's coming back, people. That's right.
That's my brother getting the attention.
We have people singing like girls, men taking their shirts off. If you are homosexual, I strongly recommend you come out here tonight.
It's a good time. Hey, come on.
Well, by the time they hear this, it won't be happening.
I'm an EMT.
Excellent.
So you have if you get, you know, a cardiac arrest, you have something to do with a hairy chest. You're in good hands.
Right. I have a hairy chest, but it doesn't look anything like that.
It doesn't look nearly that good?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think it might be not too bad there, Jay.
No, I don't think so.
It's not that good?
No.
I don't know.
I'm working
on it.
Come on.
He's bringing it back. It's coming out of his sticky t-shirt.
Shit. Look at this, dude. I have.
He showed up at the Halloween party as Elvis.
But yes, I did.
It took us a while
Elvis.
To figure out who he was supposed to be.
Elvis, huh?
Ouch, dude. My costume was that bad, really?
Well, because of this.
Ah.
Because of the hairy chest.
Gotcha. My bad.
Elvis didn't have a hairy chest.
Okay, what are you, Italian, Jewish?
Jewish, sir. That's why they call me the Insane Rabbi. you can check me out at CyberneticsCoreLV.com. That's actually my business's website.
Okay, for people who don't know what Cybernetics Core is, it's an ultimate gaming facility.
It's basically a bunch of computers, a bunch of Xboxes, all hooked up together, just doing all sorts of fun stuff. We play Left 4 Dead, Counter-Strike, Halo, Call of Duty, StarCraft, Dota, Heroes of the Earth, you name it, we play.
And let
there.
Me tell you, I've been to this place probably about, you know, 5 or 6 times now.
It's one
of those things that you really have to experience it. I mean, bring your kids. I mean, come on, even if you have corporate parties, corporate meetings, this is the place you got to go to have that bonding experience. And it's a great time, and it's hours and hours of fun. Honestly, there are places like if you have kids, you have Pump It Up, all these other kinds of places that do stuff.
Right.
And this is inexpensive. This is one of those ways to get out there. Have a good time with your friends. Have a time bringing your kids. Have a cup of coffee.
And for $14.95, Rabbi will show you his hairy nipples.
Actually, I have some of the hairiest nipples in the world.
What are we
doing? Are we up for Rock Band? All right, I'm coming.
All right,
we're going to go.
We'll be back. We'll be back after this.
All right, up next, it looks like we got Back in Nam.
Oh, that's Back in Nam, son.
Back in Nam.
Back in Nam.
Nam, Nam, potato.
Mr. Peraza, are you going to sing a song with us?
What? Yeah, we're up. Jay,
featuring Mad Mike, Jay, Anna, and Rabbi.
Anna. What are we singing? It's Jimmy World.
I'm singing.
Here we are with the rock of the rock and comedy show. Crazy J, Mad Mike. Crazy J, Mad Mike, kicking ass, kicking ass.
During the broadcast, cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it. And post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
One, two.
All right, we are back at the listener party. Show 101.
You're 101?
No, I said the show is, this is episode 101.
Oh, I thought she was 101.
We are here with Anna the Chinapino.
Hello there. Hey. To all you listeners out there, the Chinapino does exist.
The crazy...
Yeah, this is our Chinapino friend that over the last couple of weeks, we have learned a lot about Anna.
Hi.
She's a great drunk driver. She likes to download a lot of porn.
Yep.
She's rubbed it raw. What else could we possibly learn about Anna? What other surprises could there be?
Are you a left-hander or a right-hander?
When?
When? Whenever you want.
Do you switch off so it feels like multiple partners?
Do you call your hand DJ Scribble?
Do you call your hands what?
DJ Scribble?
DJ Scribble.
It all depends on what the purpose of the hands are for.
You know what they're for. Sometimes it's for diddling the skittle.
Yeah. Sometimes they're called DJ Nice and Soft Touch.
I just came into the middle of a conversation that sounds absolutely amazing.
It is.
DJ Nice and Soft Touch? What was that exactly?
Yeah.
We're talking about her hands. What did she call her hands?
Oh, her hands?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to touch those. You don't know where those are.
Not without gloves.
No. Not without gloves, yes. And disinfect after.
So, are you having fun here at the karaoke?
Oh, definitely. It's been a while since I've been out to karaoke, and I've been with these guys since they were at the Greek Isles. So, you know, this is kind of like...
Enough about them.
Oh.
You saw the DVD.
Yes.
Yes.
And...
And I think it's hilarious.
Now, isn't it true you told me your favorite part was seeing Mike without a shirt?
Yes, it was. And seeing him down a can of Fancy Feast, that was my favorite part, too.
That was? Yeah, you like that?
Yes, that was really good.
What really was your favorite part, though? What was it really?
I love the part where, you know, Dino Mike actually kind of threw up when he saw the girl. That was my favorite part.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love the foaming action.
How many times have you watched it?
So far, I've watched it like maybe three times now.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you paused it where I don't have a shirt on?
You know what?
Have you rubbed yourself raw yet, looking at Mike without a shirt?
That is actually a personal question I do not want to answer.
That's why we're asking
you
personally.
I'm going to take that as an astounding yes, Anna.
That's all right.
Now, how many comments have you actually left on our website as another name asking us to see Mike without a shirt?
I'm actually not one of them yet. But I will actually... No, my computer still has that virus thing that I'm trying to fix.
We gave you condoms. We gave you condoms.
I know. And I bought extra ones.
But it doesn't get rid of what's already there.
Right. But, you know, it helps. Right?
Yeah, well, you know, like, I'm trying to kind of get it all together so that I'll be able to surf the net without any problems.
You know, Jay invented the internet.
He did?
Me yeah. and Al Gore.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Back wow. when they were in NAMM.
I love
and
that.
And the reason I invented the internet was so I could have my own radio show.
Yeah. yeah.
And
I was like, there just has to be a way.
Wow. So you were ahead of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, huh? Kind of.
Yeah, and hand jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are the,
yeah. He's ahead of all those.
You are the inventor of all things good.
And electricity.
And electricity.
Yeah. I'm that good.
Wow. I believe you.
So what do you think so far of the event?
Oh, this is actually a really, really good one compared to the one we had at Jackson's.
This I was going to ask you, do you like this one better?
This, yes.
Why do you like this one better?
Because of the location and I guess because of the talents that actually kind of showcase here.
What did you think of Martin and Mike doing the song tonight?
Oh, that was good. I actually absolutely loved the part where Mike had to put on the wig and the costume. That was the best part of the performance.
That was a little Jaeger and Coke right there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Agnes is up there singing away. She's a good singer.
She's
oh,
really
no.
good.
Agnes is really good. I never
You
thought.
And Agnes should do a duet.
You
oh,
should.
We should?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Make that happen and you could win a prize.
Okay. I'm all for it. I'm good.
We'll even push it to the front.
Oh, now?
We'll use our muscle.
Yeah, we got Uh-oh. We got
I,
power. We
I,
got, we'll
I know
make it
you
happen.
Do.
We'll definitely make
That's
it happen.
That's a good thing. That's always a
Here,
good
here's
thing.
Randy walking by, ignoring us again.
Oh.
Fucking dick.
he's you. Probably focusing on what the rock band's name should be, because we're actually trying to form a band right now. So.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. Remember, best rock band name of the night wins the prize.
Yep. I think that's the reason why he's kind of like in his own zone right now.
Well,
he's
we haven't announced it yet. We're going up next to announce it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try and think of a really, really good band name.
It better be fucking creative.
It like, should be. It like, will be.
Yeah, like...
Like Ching Ching Chinapino.
Yeah.
Something awesome.
I don't know if they'll all agree, because that's gonna focus on me more than the band.
Well, you are the band, Anna. We heard you sing the last time.
I'm kind of like Beyonce out of Destiny's Child.
You know
right?
What you can do? You can do Chinese, Filipino, and French. You go Chinapinois.
I like that. I think I'm gonna, you know, make that my new nickname, Chinapinois.
And then you can even put some Spanish in
that
there.
Sounds like
El Chinapinois.
That sounds like a fancy wine.
It does. You can put some Spanish El Chinapinois. Oh.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I think I would like that. And I will actually make a wine out of that name.
Right.
Yes. El Chinapinois is going to be like
made
one
out
of
the very best toilets.
Still to make an appearance tonight, we have Anthony Gould supposed to be coming down with some peeps.
Awesome.
Our friend Britt is en route. Coming down to the listener party.
Oh, great. I hope to see them.
What'd you think of that fancy banner hanging up out there?
It is awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
It was.
It took Mike and I.
With my cock.
It took Mike and I about a week to paint it.
Yeah. Really?
It was going to be a giant banner of my cock, but my rooster, he wouldn't sit still.
Yeah. And then we realized it wasn't really that big.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was a runt.
Right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if he actually was a full-grown one, right?
but he was horribly injured in a terrible mayonnaise accident.
If there's anybody that knows anything about cock...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ask the El Chinapinois.
You should come over... Oh, that's the case. You should come over and look at my cock, because I don't know what's wrong with it.
I bet I can do something for it.
Oh, that's the case.
Yeah, I bet you could get a rise out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
don't want you to make it angry. They sit when they're angry.
I'm gonna Let's give it all sorts of vitamins.
We're gonna we're actually gonna play our interview that we did with George Wallace last night at the Flamingo, and we had a great time with George Wallace last night.
He was funny as hell.
He was really good. So we're gonna have that interview for you now, and we'll be back with more of the listener party after this. You are in the middle of the Rockin' Comedy Show listener party. Crazy Jay here with you. And Matt, Mike, and I got a chance to finally sit down and do an interview with George Wallace. And you never know when you go out on a remote to do an interview what's going to happen. Unfortunately, some of this interview did not come through, and we just have to pick up where the interview is actually able to be played in the system. So basically the question I asked George is, what made you, what made you want to be a comedian? I mean, you've been so successful at it, and you've done it for years. You know, is it, you know, do you prefer being still at the Flamingo and not traveling, or, you know, just, you know, talk to us about pretty much his love of comedy, and that's where the interview picks up.
Yeah. But that, yes, it's a lot of fun being comedy, doing comedy. I've been doing it for so long, and walk out on that stage, and that's my sex and drugs. So that's when you know you love it. When you walk out, you'd rather do that than do anything else, you know? See, that's a question I could have said, you know, when I did the Tiger Woods joke tonight. What is better than sex? Because going on stage, telling jokes, having fun. Yeah.
Well, when did you start doing, like, stand-up? I mean, when...
Before this little punk right here was born.
Right, of course.
Yeah. When were you born, Mike?
1982.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got you. I started doing comedy 6 years before you was born, 1976.
Oh, wow.
Me and Jerry Seinfeld started together.
Did you guys really?
Yeah, it's a kids' writing star in New York City. You know, Jerry Seinfeld, there was a school back then. Jerry Seinfeld, Larry Miller, David Letterman, Paul Reiser. Jay Leno was a little older than we are. But that's why I stand up a little different than most people, as you can see. I mean, it's not blue, but I cannot curse them all. But that's the school we came up in. When we started comedy, it was about getting on television. Yeah. We didn't have any, a cable at the time. You know, MTV and BET, so you can just curse and do anything. Like, and I think funny is funny. I don't have nothing against blue, but that's why we do it the way we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't really do a whole lot of cursing.
Well, you'll never hear the F word, MF, anything like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's not necessarily good. It's, you know, funny is funny. I know nobody did it better than Richard Pryor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, but funny is funny.
Yeah.
Did you have any, people that you idolized, I mean, starting out in the business?
I learned from everybody. You know, when I was a kid in school, we had a guy named, Johnny Carson and Richard Pryor. And we had a lady named Moms Mabley and Judge Pete McMartin. I used to learn from everybody, even Sammy Davis Jr. and Red Fox. I wrote the Red Fox Show,
Know.
So, but hell, I learned from everybody. Eddie Murphy, you know, he's in the business as long as I am. And all of these, I watch young kids today that are just funny as hell, you know, it's just so much fun to watch the young kids. And so I'm still learning.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. When you stop learning, you stop living.
Do you like being settled in one place, like here at the Flamingo?
I've become used to it. I do like it because I travel on the road for so many years, and you don't know how it can wear your body down. I mean, when you're on the road, let's say every weekend I'm in a different city, then I got to go out and promote and do these damn radio shows. But I like this. Unfortunately, I like that too, so that wears my body down. So when I'm in a city, Kansas City or Atlanta, any of my home, anywhere you go, I got to be up one morning at 6 o'clock promoting the show. And then people don't see when you go home 10 o'clock, and then you may take a nap, maybe not. But then, you know, you got to be back at the station and be at the club at 7:30. You do two shows, and next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock. My morning, got to be back up at 5:30 going to another radio station promoting. So, but I do like staying here at one place. This is the first time I've stayed at a place and been here, and, Tuesdays through Saturdays. And, you know, every weekend I do fly back to New York or Atlanta.
Yeah,
I just came in last night at got here.
Boy,
at
your arm's tired.
Sorry. Ooh, I'm only gonna hit you one time. I'm trying to knock your punk ass out. I like to fly, and I like to fly too. So when traveling, it wears me down, but I'm okay now.
And you've got a Facebook.
Yeah.
And you leave interesting messages about meeting you places for lunch.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, we follow you. We're following you.
Oh, okay, okay. So
yeah.
I guess tomorrow.
Hey, the furniture looks great from the outside, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. He's really cool, huh?
We also hang with another one of your good friends, Mr.
Don't
Anthony Cools.
Oh, he sucks.
He does.
You tell him I said that, all right?
Yeah, we'll let him hear it.
Have you gone to his show?
Yes.
Worst
show in Vegas.
Are you kidding? I didn't think I thought I was the only one. Anthony Cool sucks. He's not just bad. He's so bad. I send my family come to town. I said, you got to see this show.
I think they're all plants. I think he pays them.
You know what? I've been wondering how he does that. I swear to God, my family, they're from the South, so they say stupid stuff like. I think he has some sleep powder, and he put those people to sleep like that. I never heard of magic powder going to put people to sleep. My family is
called NyQuil.
They're scared. And so I wonder, how does he do that? But I think it's one of the funniest shows. I just love
it. He's got a great show.
I love it when he works. You know, it's just amazing. And he's a good guy, too. Yeah.
Sucks at driving.
Yeah.
Horrible he can't
racer.
Drive.
He's a horrible racer. Yeah.
What, he drove the race car?
We take him to pole position all the time. We race him at the go-karts. He's consistently third.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, there's only three of you, so.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, then that's
so if you're going to come in last, then there's no really need to go, is right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but, yeah, everybody out there, I'll vouch for that show, the Anthony Kuhn show, and he's just fantastic. I'm glad he's across the street, and we all work together. And we eat lunch together a lot, too.
Yeah, we've heard.
Oh, so you already know about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's told us. Right. You guys have had lunch with John Lovitz.
Yeah, oh, John Lovitz came to the show, came to dinner one time, and I chew. Who the hell invited him?
Yeah,
these are funny people over here.
Yeah, we're not fond of them.
Yeah. Oh, did he do something to you guys?
We had a run in with Mr. Lovitz.
Well, he was not nice to you guys?
No.
Are you just going to come out and say no like that?
Just yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, he's supposed to. I guess if he doesn't know you.
Well, we were setting up to do this charity go-kart race. We know that we told you about it. At pole position.
But my ass is too big to get in the car. I ain't going out there and get in that car and turn over and flip over.
We were
going
to take two together for you. We had already talked to the manager. He was cool.
I bet I bust him up. I swear to God, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to knock his ass out.
We were setting up for the race, and it was supposed to be me and Mike and Bobby Slayton and Anthony Cools. And at the last minute, Slayton asked if we could bring John Lovitz. Right? Yeah, cool. You know, it's John Lovitz. We'd love that. Bobby didn't tell him that we were videotaping it for the website, and Mr. Lovitz was
so he
not happy.
So he'd say, because he was going to be on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he Mr. Almighty.
He raced like 2 miles an hour. It was it was ridiculous.
Well, he probably did it on purpose.
He didn't want to get hit. I think he was really worried. Like, I think things are
like he's going to be working next week, right? Tell him I said it. Yeah, John, I said it.
Yeah. Well, we heard his comedy club's doing great.
Oh, you guys are bad. You know that? You guys are bad.
Hey, you know, you can only be nice so much.
You have to be nice. If you let me tell you something. Why you have to be nice? Because if you're not nice, some radio guys will come back and talk about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's it. But, you know, bad press is also good press.
I want to say for the record that I seriously am a huge John Lovitz fan. In all honesty, I love John Lovitz. And I was really bummed that he was kind of not nice to me.
Eat fresh.
Well, you know, you do encounter that in this business. So you want to meet somebody, you know, hey, we really like this person. And sometimes they come across as you should have just left them alone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easier to be nice, though. I think so. It's easier to be nice. Hey, how you doing? And if you don't want to talk, you can keep walking. But as long as you do say hello.
Right.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I'm nice and all of a sudden I'll just cut off. Like I'm getting ready, like a minute and a half from now. I'm going to throw both of you out of here. Just, you guys can say, he was so nice when he started.
Yeah. And then I'll blame it all on him.
Yeah. You should.
I'll be like, Mike, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, punk ass, come here. I'm going to take your temperature. That's the first thing he said to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he thinks that works.
I do. Well, that's the problem. Like, yeah. I've got it okay in my mind.
Okay.
Ask him what his favorite pickup line is for women.
What is your favorite pickup line, Mike, Madman Mike?
Are you a meat farmer?
Oh, my God.
Because you're totally raising my sausage.
See? That's how he tries to get chicks.
Because you're totally...
Yeah, I'm single.
See, when you grow up and be a man, you have a real country style... not a sausage. A sausage is very small, you know.
Well, you know what, though? If I said kielbasa, I'd be lying.
That's what I'm saying. You got to say kielbasa. Don't go with sausage. Be thinking.
I could have been like, because you're raising my ham hock.
That's good. You're thinking now. You're thinking now. Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
You're raising my shank, my rack.
You're raising my ham bone.
Oh. Well, you know about everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Or if not, it just sounds like he does.
Yeah.
Right. He's doing a good job.
You know what his favorite question is to ask people?
What is it?
What's your favorite pickle?
Sweets or dills? What would you go for?
I'm sweet.
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a sweet fan himself.
Right. I think the record now is like 3 to like 12.
But the dill pickle, I can't, you know, like, I don't think they do it in Las Vegas. Like in New York, they'll bring out pickles on the table. I think it's gross to bring those dill-ass pickles on the table and sit them right there.
Doesn't it make your breath smell bad?
I don't know what it does, but do you have the sweet pickle? Did you drink the juice?
Did you ever do that? I never thought about that.
That's good, dude. Okay. It's good, yeah.
This interview is over.
It's good, dude. Yeah.
Well, a lot of comedians have, you know, famous things that they're known for, like Jerry Seinfeld, of course, is the, you know, the What If guy and that. But a lot of people might not realize that you're the guy that started the Yo Mama jokes.
Well, I didn't start it, but you know what? Arsenio, we did bring it back. Me and Arsenio made it popular.
Right.
Because we did it when I was a kid back in Bernie Mac said, long time ago. But we did that on Arsenio Hall, and then the kids started doing it again. And Will Smith and Whoopi Goldberg and all of us, we started to push it, you know. So anytime I'm with them, that's what they like to do. Mm-hmm. Even on The View, I did The View. Whoopi made me say a mama joke to Barbara Walters. I'm going, Whoopi, I can't do that. This is one of the classiest ladies. And she loved it.
Yeah, what did you say to Barbara Walters?
I did the one about her mama so ugly, she walked by the bathroom, you know, and the toilet just flushed by itself. I got you one time
at the Flamingo. You came in and you said it's Tuesday and it's a Yo Mama Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
And you wanted the box office staff to tell you a mama joke, and I was like, George, your mama is so dumb that it took her 2 hours to watch 60 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because that's true.
And then you said to me, "Well, you think you're pretty funny," and I said, "I am funny." And then you said, "Well, if you're funny, then how come whose picture's on the outside of the building?" And I said, "Tony Braxton." And you said, "It should be me." And I said, "You wouldn't look good in that dress."
But I do have it in blue.
Just in case. They wanted to Photoshop you in there.
It's all good.
Yeah. So you prefer the subtleness of being at the Flamingo over the road.
It doesn't matter. We just like going out on stage.
And where the money
where
is.
The people are. And we don't do this for money either. We just love doing it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I have a Canadian accent. We don't do it for money either.
Hey.
I have some Canadians in the audience tonight, so that's, you know, all of a sudden I have a Canadian accent.
I like in your act when it takes people a while to realize that when you ask them where they're from, they say, like, Delaware or something. Like, oh, I was there yesterday. It takes them, like, two or three times before they actually realize
it. It does. What happened with that, I tell you, I travel a lot, and I went down to Sydney, Australia one time, and I came back. I flew back, and I was going to New York. So I stopped in Honolulu, and I stopped in Los Angeles, and I stopped three cities I stopped in. But in any case, and I said in New York, people started laughing. And then at the time, it was true. And so comedians, that's our job, is to pick up on like this. They don't laugh. I just do it all the time.
Yeah.
Wherever you're from, I was there. You know, that's how it started, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good stuff.
Huh? Well, I enjoy it, yeah.
And you have of course, a website and a DVD and all that. Is it all available on your website?
Everything. Go to ibthinking.com, ibthinking.com, or georgewallace.net, facebook.com. You got me. Is it facebook.com, George Wallace? What is that? How do you say?
Facebook,
George Wallace.
Right.
Yeah.
You also got a MySpace, but nobody really uses MySpace anymore.
Right. Well, you know, it's all over the place. And just find me and come down to the Flamingo at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And come and laugh. I mean, the show is really, really good.
It's so important to laugh, and especially these days, what's going on in the world. It's good to laugh.
It is.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And something good is going to happen to you, whether you like it or not. How about that?
All right.
That sounds good.
Holla.
Taking me
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. We are here at the listener party that we've been talking about at Three Tomato and a Mozzarella. And we've had a good time. Mad Mike has, I don't know where he's at the moment, but...
Mad Mike's off being Mad Mike somewhere. He's being crazy.
Yeah, he's been crazy tonight.
He's been a hell of fun, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little drunk. But I'm going to go ahead and say... I'm having a blast. This is the Insane Rabbi from Cybernetics. Please don't pin me as a reputation for being a drunk person. But this has been a blast, dude. I'm having so much fun. Ladies and gentlemen, get out here.
You can't
what
tell
are you
them,
doing at home?
You can't tell them to get out here.
I can't hear you, Jay. I'm sorry.
You can't tell them to get out here. It's already happened when they listen. They
get out of the next one.
They need to go to the next one.
I cannot tell you how much fun I've had. I'm watching this guy play expert drums on Rock Band, and I really want to go play because I think I'm better than him.
Well,
but,
you're going to be going up soon with me.
Am I? Excellent.
Yeah. In our group, Nerds and Heat.
Nerds and Heat. That is actually...
That, I think, is the best Rock Band name of the night.
It is definitely up there. I was going to go with the penile implants, but I think Nerds and Heat's probably going to take the cake here.
All right.
Let me try and sober up so I can hopefully play this game on easy right now. The drinks here, buy one, get one for a dollar.
You really need to attend a Crazy J Rock Band night at my house.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So you really need to attend a Crazy J Rock Band night at my house when we have pizza and beer and we just, rock out.
I didn't know you had them at your house. We used to have them at Cybernetics.
Not with pizza and beer.
Not with pizza and beer. We do have pizza, but not beer.
Root beer?
Yes, and near beers. But, we're kind of a non-alcoholic place, but I think, we might, nighttime kind of changes that. If you're listening to this, you're probably old enough to be able to drink alcohol, and after 10 p.m., a lot of the high school and younger college student crowds out of there, we mainly have, 22 to 30-year-olds.
I would like
year old
to say
people.
That this is like Anna's 37th time up here tonight.
Anna? Oh my gosh, she's up here again. Hey, Anna! Sing for me, baby! Now, might I remind you all, she loves the black-on-black on white girl porn.
Let me tell you what kind of porn she likes, because I learned this the other day.
Tell me, sir.
She likes BBW porn.
Right.
You know what that is?
That's the black-on-black on white porn?
No. That's the big, beautiful women.
Oh, my bad.
She likes group sex porn.
Group sex porn?
She likes bukkake porn.
I'm a fan of group sex porn.
She likes... lesbian porn.
That's fantastic.
She likes gay porn.
That's not so fantastic.
She's even watched a little bestiality, which kind of frightens me.
Zooshock.com.
Let me tell you, she said she has watched so much internet porn that she's
so much what porn?
So much internet porn.
Uh-huh.
She's rubbed it raw.
You know what? I wouldn't mind helping her rub it raw. I don't know.
That's not as fun.
That's not as fun? She's a fine looking... How old is she?
I think she's... Well, if with Asians, it's hard to tell.
It is. She's a fine-looking, like 35-year-old Asian woman. If she's rubbed it raw, I only wish I could have helped her do that.
Let's turn up this mic and see if we can get a little of...
My mic is a little softer, is it?
Let's just see if we can get Anna a little bit.
All right, I'm gonna put the microphone up to her.
Should I get closer?
No, it's good. You know the amazing part about Hannah? If you heard her sing, you wouldn't know she was Asian.
You know the best part about Hannah is? She's rubbed it raw to porn.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot, I'm not gonna lie.
It is pretty amazing.
Nevertheless, she is actually really cool. Everybody that comes down to these events, they're just, the people here are just awesome. I mean, we have so many people.
All right, check it out. You had Martin Andrew come down
Martin
tonight,
Andrew,
performing as Rod.
Mad Mike, Crazy Jay. Am I coming through good on the mic?
You're good.
Okay. Just, we got so many...
You had Paul Sparazza go out and demonstrate what he does.
Paul Sparazza?
He came out and demonstrated what he does.
I will do my best to demonstrate what he does.
And then does the duet.
He did the falsetto duet. Spazbox. Yeah. Look it up on YouTube. SPAZZBOX.
Yeah.
That is his thing. But, like, if you'd have been here tonight for his falsetto, it was amazing. If you close your eyes, you're thinking there's two people up there.
Yeah. It's unreal.
I my girlfriend wanted to come down. Unfortunately, her work schedule got changed. She got called into work. She couldn't make it tonight. But I really wish she was here.
I prefer it when it's
and just
you.
And for all the single ladies listening in, I don't have a girlfriend. Just kidding. Yeah. But
I prefer when it's just you and I anyway.
When what? When what?
When it's just you and I anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I, we try not to talk about that too much.
Those lonely nights when we go to when we go to your store and just play games and
play a little Left 4 Dead.
And you're like, dude, come on, it's nude Left 4 Dead.
It's
every time we make it to Safe House, you have to take it.
Every time we
say
we have to have our Safe House party.
Yeah.
Every time we make it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we do play campaign on Advance, and
yeah.
it's quite a fun time. But we also play a lot of versus mode there. Confoggle, for those of you that don't know what Confoggle is, it's a whole lot of fun. But I'll explain that. Just come down. Give the store a call. CyberneticsCoreLV.com. And I'll give you a heads up on what Confoggle is. But anyways, me and Jay, sometimes with Mike, sometimes with my girlfriend, a few other people, we play some campaign, we play some verses, we have a good time.
Yeah, you gotta come down and check it out. It's an awesome, awesome place. Cheap entertainment.
I'm sorry?
I said it's just an awesome place. Cheap entertainment.
It is. It's really cheap. And you know what the best part about it is? We have weekly rockandcomedyshow.com nights. And really, like, that has almost become like a tradition there. There's probably 15 to 20 people that come down once a week, and we all get together. Usually Saturdays. I'd say we probably had it every Saturday for the last 6 or 7 weeks. Yeah, Anna! Woo! We gotta do the hoot and howls.
Yeah, give it up for
Anna.
All right. If they call nerds.
Gremlins 2.
That's nice.
Leprechaun 2. C2. A lot of different movies. Their sequels, not so good. But this band, let's see who's up. I'm interested to see. There's a couple cuties here tonight.
Thanks.
They don't look like they're here with me.
Thank you
any,
so much.
What? Oh, yeah, Jay. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know if they're here with me.
If anybody has not met the rabbi, he has some incredible hairy nipples.
I have what? Really hairy nipples?
Really incredible hairy nipples.
They are incredible. You know, they're petite. They're not like the big male nipples. Like, they're actually very nice and very, well-sized. They're a bit hairy.
Yeah, they're good.
Basically, as you're pleasuring me by sucking on them, you can actually floss your teeth at the same time. It's a two-in-one thing.
Nice.
It works really well. Almost as good as if you were to lick my butthole.
What?
Oh, remember all those times I told you about how I have to tell you about my hairy ass?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, I have a very hairy ass, and it's not so much on the cheek, but it's actually in the butt crack, where the hair is. It's fantastic to scare people with, but sometimes when I try and take a poop, you know, that fishnet of hair, or as some call the black abyss, it creates like a net that I can't poop through.
Well, why don't you get some Nair and take care of the cracks?
You know, Nair, the hair does grow back. I've actually petitioned to the government to have a hygienic removal of my ass hair, because it is hard to keep clean. I mean, sometimes when I'm taking a poop, the poop gets caught, and I have to reach back there with a lot of toilet paper, and while I'm pooping, I actually have to sit back there, and I have to rip my own ass hair out from between my butt cheeks, and that's a very sensitive area.
Right.
And I sit there, and I'm trying to poop, and I gotta pull this hairy poop blob out of my ass, and it's really, really painful at times, but I need to do it for hygienic reasons. And, you know, I think the government should give a grant for people that need to have their inner ass lasered.
Nice. I'm glad to see you put a lot of thought into it.
I have put a lot of thought into it. I've written a letter to the government, both state and national, and I'm still awaiting my federal grant. But, overall, my butt being that hairy in between the cracks, really not a huge deal. Oh, I better be quiet. There's a few hotties walking by me. I don't want them to hear me.
talking about my hairy butt crack. Yes, ladies, I go to the gym. But, anyway,
we got more of the Rockin' Comedy Show listener party happening. Guys, when we tell you we're having a party... I'm telling them that when we tell them that we're having a party, a listener party, they need to come down. It's for them.
It really is for you guys. I mean, I know Jay, I know Mike. They come down to my store every now and then. They play some zombies, some Left 4 Dead, maybe a little Halo or something. And we all have a good time. But I'm telling you, dude, they invite me to these listener parties. And I've been to listener parties. I've gone out to the nightclubs with Jay and Mike. And, you know, my only regret is that at one of these listener parties, I unfortunately couldn't make it down here earlier. I was only here for like an hour of it instead of all beautiful 3 or 4 hours of it. I mean, listen to this guy. He's doing Smooth Criminal, and it's just amazing. And you know what? We're all here. We're having a good time. I will admit, I'm a little drunk. But, you know, beautiful women.
Oh, look at this
guy.
Fun
guys to hang out with. It's a cool time. Everybody's chill. Mike and Jay having a great time. Nice. I just got flashed by a dude. It was a little gross. But, hey, you know, it's cool. We're drunk. We're having a good time.
Yeah,
talking to the mic.
How's it going?
It's good. Going well, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing all right so far. It's a good night here tonight.
Yeah, right.
Good night here?
Yeah, I'm glad Rob Cristiano showed up.
Tell everybody how much fun these listener parties are.
Give him this mic.
This is beyond.
Wait. Here's a new mic for you, sir. Tell everybody how much fun you've had tonight.
Oh, this is great. I mean, we should have more people come down. I mean, it was a good turnout tonight, but we still need more people to
show
up.
It was pretty full. I think you guys didn't even have a table on the outside open. Are you going to be able to open up the inside? Obviously we want more people to come down, but is there honestly going to be enough room for all these people to come down?
Well, if the security lets people in, then we're good. You know, the bouncers kind of assholes.
Are they really? That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? First off, maybe we need new bouncers. Second off, there's still plenty of room. We may have to put a couple people inside, but I'm telling you, this whole event, absolutely amazing. Mad Mike, how is this man? Mad Mike has, you know, shown up. Wait a second.
Hello.
How are you with your girlfriend for 20, 30 minutes?
Making babies.
Making babies?
Or dropping them off.
That is absolutely fantastic to hear. You have...
Yeah.
If you listen to this show, he only makes porn short, so that's not what he's been doing for 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Mad Mike's girlfriend, quite the cutie.
That
she brings her friends down. We have a good time.
Dude, that was his mom.
That was his mom?
Yeah.
Dude. Your mom?
She's smoking, right?
Does she work out like you do, sir? Because you are a sexy beast.
I am a sexy beast. But
so you all know he is an ex-bodybuilder.
Let's compare nipples.
Let's compare nipples.
Oh.
Let's compare nipples. One second. I can put all right, his girl. Wait, Mike, this is not fair. All right, I'm going to have to go with Ted.
See,
his nipples are shaved.
But his are very
not hairy.
I
don't know about Mad Mike. Mad Mike! But that's his girlfriend. I claim by it. This is like the ice skating Olympics.
Wait, we'll ask
Anna.
Let's ask Anna.
To Canada.
Anna.
That's great. Yeah, come over here. Anna. Who has better nipples? Whose nipples would you rather suck on?
Yeah.
Whose nipples? It's okay. Whose nipples?
Mike.
Oh.
Nice.
The Jew has been beaten.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, no.
The Jew has been beaten.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I'm very upset.
I hope that doesn't affect, the computer repair thing.
You know what, Anna? If you ever need PC repair done, I can take care of it. We take care of it over there at Cybernetics. We have what is known as the Guru Crew, the best PC repair in all of Vegas. These guys,
oh yeah,
not only college degrees, but they're honest, hardworking people. They will compare prices with anybody else in town,
yes.
Any online, anybody, you name it. They're amazing. They do a free diagnostic. Okay, you bring them in. They don't ask for credit card information, no deposit, nothing.
Blood type?
What?
Blood type?
Maybe. But they do everything and tell you everything that's wrong with your rig and how much it's going to cost for absolutely free. No hassle, no obligation.
No tacos.
No what?
Tacos.
No tacos. Maybe a required hand job. I don't know about that.
Little hand blowing.
Mad Mike nipples are more sexy than mine. I'm a little upset right now.
So
I'm going to have to start working out with him.
That's
this ought to be,
you know what?
This ought to be interesting.
Ooh. We have a guy. Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, yeah.
Rah, rah, rah. I don't know the words. Lady Gaga is bad. Whoops. Just kidding. Here we go. Yeah. Dude, this guy is singing it like a monster.
It's Dave, man. He knows what's up.
I want your love. Love, love, love. I want your love.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we got like four hotties dancing up to this. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
If you were Sly Fox, you walk up, maybe drop them a little bit. They might enjoy it. I don't know. But that is the usual listener party with Mad Mike and Crazy J. Mad Mike's girlfriend is giving me a terrible look right now. I'm so sorry, dear.
Yeah.
He's dancing with you. He's not touching any of the ladies.
I know.
He's happy.
That's right.
I want your loving and I want your revenge.
Oh, yeah, getting down.
I don't know the words.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more. We got a listener party.
Me could write a bad romance.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it. And post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Lamp speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
Magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree. Yes. It's that one.
The free to be me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the crazy man.
Hey, just FYI, the drums are an expert, so.
Real six string, boarded at the five and nine.
got one more from Nerds in Heat. Then we're going to call it a night for tonight. Until Saturday night. We are here every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come on back on Saturday. Heat. Ow! That was wicked. I think so. All right, this is a little sing-along. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows.
Everybody knows your name.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. And thank you to the Rockin' Comedy Show for having us out on this wonderful event. Mad Mike, Crazy Jane. Do you guys want to say anything, or we're just... All right. Mad Mike does.
Fuck off. Okay.
Well, I wanted to say something. I'm not leaving here until I see somebody eat a jar of pickles.
That's what I'm saying.
Woo!
Back on Saturday. Buy one, get one for $1 drinks all night long. I am one named Dave, the other guy is Slug. He keeps his name on his shirt just in case he gets too wasted and he can't remember it. We'll see you on Saturday.